The mission at the end of Sadi Zayin Amud Beis discusses a case where one's mafresh a nekeva for his Pesach, or zachar that's ben shtei shanim, in which case you'd have to let it develop a blemish, and then it would have to be sold. And the reason for this is that you're not allowed to offer a female for the korban Pesach, and it has to be a zachar ben shana. And it's interesting. I guess we'll see if the Gemara does answer this question, but it's something that is so obvious. Why does the Mishnah have to teach us? And then if you just think about our education as a whole, if you were to ask someone this question, would this be good for a Korban Pesach? Most people be like, I have no idea. Yet it's pashut brought down in the pasuk, and it would be something that would clearly be known, but it really would not be so obvious. In many cases. All right, have a wonderful day.